Our next item is other business. Our first item of old business is, of other business is Seaside Plaza LLC revised site plan and shared parking analysis on Route 1.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 20,310 square foot mixed building use located on 1.46 acres. Parcel zone C1 was the former site of Webster's Furniture. The proposed uses are a fast food restaurant, casual dining restaurant, furniture sales, and medical offices. Setbacks are legal non-conforming setbacks. Under section 115-162, 102 parking spaces would be required based on the 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area. 115-163H would require 71 spaces based on the applicant's shared parking study. 62 spaces are required. The applicant's provided 65 spaces on the site plan. Mr. Robertson has reviewed the shared parking analysis, and based on 115-165B-2C, that indicates that the site plan is in compliance with the shared parking requirements, subject to the approval of the director and the commission. 10 parking spaces are located within the front yard setback. They're subject to site plan review. 20-foot landscape buffers provided along Route 1. They also provided additional landscaping on Route 270A. A right out only is proposed along Route 1, and ingress and egress to the sites off of Route 270A. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Tide water will provide central water. There's no wetlands on the site, and it's not located in a flood zone. And if you were receptive to preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals, and provided each of you a copy of the shared parking analysis, Mr. Robertson's response to that, and a copy of the site plan. That's all I have, unless you would have any questions.
I might have a couple, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
And one seems to be, am I correct in that we came up with two different calculations for the number of parking spaces? Mr. Robertson, yours was different than what they offered?
There was a question, is in my memo, that the maximum amount, they suggested 71 spaces are required, and I think as I'm looking at it, if it's 102 spaces, it would actually be 50% of that. You know, because you can do not more than 50% of the combined parking required for each use. I'm not going to go through that whole
right
formula, but yeah.
But isn't this typically when the shared parking, isn't that part of when there's different hours that are being utilized by these businesses at the same time? Because I tell you, I went through their exhibits, and talk about give you a headache. I assume visitors for the medical office would be their customers, and they show NA. So, like, when's the medical office ever going to see anybody? Obviously, the building was purchased by a physician, so I.
Well, there was. I would tell you, this is, I think, the, Shane, correct me if I'm wrong, the second version of the shared parking study, because there was initially, I had that question too about the number of employees in the medical office, and so they submitted the revised one that addressed, the number of employees on the doctor's office, that bumped it up to their calculations of the code for 6 spaces based on the 1 space for 2 employees and 4 spaces per doctor, which equals the 6 spaces that I allocated for it. Because originally I think they had, I forget, 1 employee or something. It doesn't really matter, but yeah, there was a change on that.
The first analysis.
And, you know, same way, you know, if you have a casual dining, you're going to have 36 customers but only four employees. I mean, you're going to have the same person cooking and washing dishes and serving as hostess. Or that's pretty casual, I guess, Mr. Chairman.
Times are tight, Mr. Johnson.
Now, I'm just concerned, obviously, that we have a situation where, you know, we have the shared parking ordinance, which is obviously designed to reduce or, you know, as much as we can is impervious service or surfaces. And I think the classic one was the one down the road, the Ribs place, Bethany Blues. It made sense that they'd have access to the oil change place because oil change isn't open at night and Bethany Blues is doing their big business then. But here we have one building and, you know, to me the hours are going to be similar whether it's fast food or casual dining or retail or, you know, getting a nip tuck while you're at it.
Well, and I'm sorry, not to change gears, but as I read the parking requirements in there, I saw it that on the required parking per the code, they stated casual dining is one space for 50 square feet, and they calculated that out to be 36 spaces, plus one space for every two employees. So it's one per every two, so they're saying eight employees, which comes out to actually four spaces. When you add that together, that's 40. You know, and then the fast food, they did the same calculation, which was 14. Furniture, it's one space per 400 square feet, 11 spaces. And the medical office is one space for two employees. I actually have three, so it's rounded up to two. And then four spaces for the doctor, which is four, which gets you to the six, which then gets you to the, according to them, the 71 spaces required by code. So I agree, it's confusing, and it's, frankly, it's somewhat due to the shared parking ordinance, and they got a couple different charts in here, but that's where it looks like. I mean, I see what you're saying about how many employees they have, but it looks like they're counting it based on eight employees, which would generate the four spaces on the casual dining for the employees, or 40 spaces for that particular use. That made perfect sense, I'm sure.
I did. The other question I had in looking at the big drawing, it appears as though some of the parking that they're counting on the back side of the building actually is on somebody else's property. If you look at the upper part of this drawing here, I see a number 7 in the triangle. I don't know if that's related to this project or if that's... Mr. Chairman,
yeah, I'm looking at that. I think there's someone here from the representing the application. Why don't we let them see if we can
Wonderful.
They can enlighten us just a bit.
I will tell you, while he's walking up, originally they did count spaces on an adjacent property, and my response was, unless you have access easement, not going to count. So I don't know if that's been changed on this one.
Yeah, sir, if you'd give us your name, I think we might have a question or two for you.
Hi, my name is Dave Kuklish. I'm a civil engineer with Element Design Group. All parking is proposed on the subject site. So the 7 in the northeast corner, that's part of the subject site, subject parcel.
On the northeast?
No off-site parking is proposed.
Even though that's on, I'm looking at a diagram that has, looks like the points of the property. So you're saying that's still a property of this?
Correct. There's a 5-foot dimension from the northern property line. And then there's also a 5-foot dimension from the northeastern property line, which...
Tell you what, sir, if you come up here and
I don't like you're listening to talking about the same thing.
This is what I was wondering, are these 7 included in?
No.
Okay, so that's from some other.
That's the adjacent shopping center.
But you understand why I was saying it, because you got the other triangles, and even though that wasn't shaded. Okay,
it's a question worth asking, sure.
And if I could just add a bit of clarification to continue on what Vince was saying. The shared parking study does break down per the ULI manual, you know, visitors or customers and employees. So we took the county code requirement in the example of restaurants, and we broke it so that we could get a separate employee and customer number. That's how you have to enter it in to take advantage of the ULI, because they separate it into two aspects. So that's the only reason we divided the 40 total for the restaurant into separate categories.
Okay. So when you show that there's, you put NA for visitors for the doctor's office, you're counting the customer goes into the fast food and gets something to eat and then has the fat sucked out?
The total, no, the total space is required for the fast food is also the total required. We just separated it out. Questions? Clarification I can provide?
I'm as clear as I think I'm going to get.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Seaside Plaza LLC revised site plan and shared parking analysis on Route 1, my motion is for approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan and shared parking analysis on Route 1 for Seaside Plaza LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.